tell us, if you will, how important the Little Calumet River is to the overall scheme of things, so to speak.
Oh, well, the Little Calumet River is a hidden gem, Chris. It runs through the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore, is really a premier spot for paddling, birding, fishing, you name it. It is almost a wilderness. And so part of the restoration efforts that we are doing in partnership with Shirley Hines Land Trust, the Dunes Learning Center, the National Park Service, and the Northwest Indiana Paddling Association is trying to restore that land and then also create some more access points to get to that and really enjoy the gem that it is.
What do people see typically when they're going to the Little Cal? Of course, is in the urbanized area, is just the river itself. You get to see little stretches of it, very naked stretches, to be speak, especially if you go through areas where it crosses highways in Hammond and in Highland and all. But you don't really see all of the real landscape of the Little Calumet River until you get almost to the county line, don't you?
And so it's the East Branch that really is pretty. It's hidden by trees. It's a lot more wild, I would say, that East Branch. So, yes, people think of that West Branch as more urbanized, but the hidden treasure lies in the East. Chesterton, well, right around in that area.
What has it been that folks have been able to enjoy the most about that branch of the Little Calumet River, especially since we've had the restoration work underway?
Well, with this grant, we're continuing our restoration work, but just recently, this past year, we were able to open 8 river miles through the park, through the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore, and also outside of it, so leading through it. So people are now able to paddle into our national park and alongside some of the Shirley Hines Land Trust properties. So that work is continuing, and now we continue with this new grant from the Chi-Cal Rivers Fund to continue restoration, put in some more access. So people are really going to be able to look forward to getting out there and see that wild land, that wild water that I talk about.
Mm-hmm. What type of opportunities do folks that get out there, to, not only just to walk around, take a look at everything that's out there, but actually to experience the activities on the river itself? What do they get to do? Is it mostly just paddle boating or kayaking or that sort of thing?
It's kayaking. If you're into paddleboarding, there are areas to do that. I will say it's a nice challenge for any paddler, and that's because there are still a lot of log jams that are in the river. In fact, with some of the work that Save the Dunes has been doing in partnership with the Paddling Association and other partners, we have been very selective in removing only partial woody debris so that there's still plenty of habitat for fish and all the other special critters that live there. So with those log jams then becomes a unique opportunity for people who are navigating in a kayak or a canoe or even a paddleboard to navigate around those log jams. Nice challenge. Lots of fun.
Has it turned out that you're trying to do a balance between what recreational activities happen there on the Little Calumet River, there on the East Branch, and being able to keep it as pristine as you possibly can?
Absolutely, and this is what this partnership has been striving for. Every partner wants to see this area protected and the stream thrive, and so everything has been done with creating access without harming the resource.
Now we know, of course, now we're into the winter months, but when the weather breaks again here in the spring, is that when we're going to likely see more real restoration work continue out there on the East Branch of the Little Calumet River?
Absolutely. As soon as you see things warm up, partners will be out on the ground getting work done, and this work will continue all the way on through 2020.
Now, you talked about some of the partners here. Go in a little more detail here. Besides the Save the Dunes efforts into this, what are some of the other partners that are being able to take advantage of this Chi-Cal Rivers Fund grant this year?
So I had mentioned Shirley Hines Land Trust, which owns a lot of fabulous properties along the East Branch Little Calumet River. They have been doing a wonderful effort in acquiring a lot of the properties outside of the National Park Service boundaries and restoring those using Chi-Cal Rivers funds. So those are some pretty incredible areas that actually right now we are working alongside with Shirley Hines Land Trust to get access, better parking, trails, kayak and canoe launches, so people can access through there. And when we start talking about kayak and canoe launches, of course, we're also talking about the Northwest Indiana Paddling Association, who has been an incredible partner, and they have been working to give their expertise on the access side of things and also remove some of those log jams I mentioned in a way that doesn't hurt the resource. Mm-hmm. Of course, you have the National Park Service that's guiding all of this with their experts, and we are absolutely thrilled this year with this new grant funding that was just recently awarded to be working with the Dunes Learning Center and NIPSCO. In partnership with those two groups, there are going to be stewardship efforts on NIPSCO's right-of-way, which is basically right-of-ways are an invitation for invasive species. And so working together, they're going to combat that, make sure the area stays pristine, and they're also going to use a lot of those Dunes Learning Center students to get out there, get their hands dirty, and do the stewardship themselves, a really meaningful activity.
That's great.
So lots of moving parts, lots of partners. It's the only way that we can do it in the spirit of collaboration.